While the much cooler air has moved in as a cold front moved from north to south overnight, had some thunderstorms yesterday afternoon, had some showers overnight, and now the north to northeasterly wind taking hold. Areas that are still in the 70s, which is mainly south of Interstate 10 and becoming less and less of the area with time now. Well, those temperatures will drop into the 60s as we go through the day today, and so we're pretty much stuck in the 60s all day long. And that's saying something for the middle of May. In fact, the coldest high temperature recorded on this date at the International Airport officially is 70 degrees, set back in 1903. That's the coldest Jacksonville temperature that's ever been recorded on this day for a high temperature. And if we get below that early enough this morning, we may break that record. In other words, the period of record starts at midnight, so those temperatures were close to 70 at midnight. But in any case, pretty remarkable, also considering that our average high temperature is close to 85 now, so way below average today. And the first day in the 60s during the daytime hours since April 3rd. So it's pretty unseasonable today. Having said that, it's a nice break from the heat and humidity, obviously, of the last few days and of obviously the next few months that we're going to have to endure. And we'll drop into the mid to upper 50s tonight. Well, it's a nice cool day. The temperatures at night not dropping off that much because that's a little below average. But because of the breeze and some cloud cover, we won't drop quite as cool as one might think. And still a few lingering showers tonight. And tomorrow will still be breezy, but the skies become partly cloudy. Only an isolated shower or two, mainly dry. And so that helps boost temperatures into the mid-70s. Now, it will be especially windy at our beaches today, tomorrow, and Saturday, where there'll be a high rip current risk and really dangerous water conditions. So the best advice is to stay out of the water over the next few days. We will see a gradual warming trend then through the weekend into early next week. Saturday, we still have that breeze, but partly sunny skies, inland highs near 80, 70 to 75 at the beaches. And then Sunday and Monday really look nice. Partly sunny skies. It gets back into the low to mid-80s both days, but the humidity won't be all that bad. And again, for this time of year, really a bargain when it comes to temperatures. It does look like we turn warmer and more humid again by the middle and end of next week. No surprise there. So enjoy this little break while we can. Had the nice break over this past weekend. So it's a pretty good stretch of weather all in all. In the sports world, the Jags schedule was released last night as promised, and so look at the home games that we have and the average temperatures. The first home game is the second game of the season, the 19th of September. The average high is 87, so it's awfully toasty yet, no surprise there. Heat index temperatures that time of year, the feel-like temperatures are still oftentimes in the 90s, and that's a 1 o'clock kickoff, so that's going to be a hot game. It's also near the peak of the hurricane season and still pretty wet weather patterns typically around here, so we'll keep an eye on that one. The next weekend, on September 26th, we play the Cardinals. The first game, by the way, is against the Broncos. The Cardinals at home on September 26th. The average high is still 86, so still be toasty. On October 10th, then, is the next home game against the Titans. Average high temperature, it's a 1 p.m. game, is 83. Still pretty warm. I mean, you can always plan on the field being even hotter. And then we don't have another home game until November 7th. That's against the Bills, and the average high temperature by then has dropped to a much more pleasant, typically anyway, 75. On November 21st, right before Thanksgiving, the 49ers are here, and the average high temperature is 72. By the end of the month, on November 28th, the Falcons come a-calling, and the average high temperature is 70 degrees. The next home game, December 19th, right before Christmas, against the Texans, and we're looking at an average high temperature by then of 67. And the last home game of the season against the Colts, not until January 9th. Remember, there's an extra game now this season. And the average high temperature by then is down to 65 degrees. I've posted all of this on Twitter at Mike First Alert and also in the Burrish blog at actionnewsjax.com and WOKV.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.